First story today, an international agreement that the White House says will mark the dawn of a new Middle East. The leader of Israel and the foreign ministers of Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates met this week at the White House. They were there to sign what's been called the Abraham Accords, named for the father of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. The agreements effectively normalize relations between Israel, Bahrain, and the UAE. And that's significant because the last time something like this happened was in 1994 when the Jewish nation of Israel and the Arab nation of Jordan signed a peace declaration. Critics say the new agreement does not solve the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinians, which has challenged the Middle East for decades. But the improvement of relations between Israel and the two other countries is seen as a foreign policy achievement for the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump, which helped bring the three Middle Eastern nations together. For decades, American leaders have been at the center of negotiations concerning the Middle East.